Voice of America in Washington. On Friday, April 15, 2022. This is Live Talk and Kids Voting.
And I'm Mark. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
We want to Live Talk. We're talking about preparations for the burial of slain Elvis Nyathi and other people.
The late Nyathi was killed by a vigilante group in the deep sea of Johannesburg. Will be laid to rest in Bulawayo tomorrow. His body is buried in the city and mourners are gathered at his Kurumani home.
The government went to the state of the city. One of the state parties of the city was called to death, also provided funds for the rest. What was the other guy? The first one is the
yesterday at Nyathi's memorial service. As Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamaziliki, from trying to chase David Hamaziliki from the event. They accused this government of forcing millions of Zimbabweans to leave the country to seek jobs in other nations.
Another
news,
today is Easter Friday.
Even
the government
is going to be possible. In a terrible social, economic, and political situation.
Kulumangalo is a word of the Africa imnyaka engamathuma amane futhi futhi so ipho konke lokho esizokuba ngakho ngamukhe ngamanje ukuthi ngakho baba
I want to think I mean I hope I can get to you and ask you to send it to me thank you and I am that you go get to what it was the chance to go back to you and that I want to want to share Africa to get to the future of the Zimbabwe, Mujimboye, South Africa, by Henry, Amaziliki, Vachuku, Vachinzi, what cannot come for me, soft, but some Vachinzi, Vachinzi, Shika, who Zimbabwe, we have left that you are in the Vaishnava. So the notion of sending to the Tanzan, Parijino, vazhinji havasi kukwanisa kuti vaende kumamisha nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika parizvino.
Yona ukul member saying was this. So
instead of condemning, we should be taking it back to Zimbabwe, taking it back to the region. I think that's the justification that we accept.
In situations like this, there is always a promise that we should make. The government of Zimbabwe is doing what it can to engage in the South African government in order to secure and get into our commitment. The state has hit a funeral of one that is waiting for life. Offered the necessary assistance here in terms of the coffin or the casket, so in transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Bythbridge,
the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of the transport, in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give the late Mr. Nyathi a decent burial back home.
See, Molira, Elvis Nyathi. Oh, seeing Angel is true, a cool is true, Stanley, Siakala, a cool, as cold and Jamaba, was a man manju with Namchanji, Sazom Valeniso, and a memorial service. We are humble, we are Kaya, so humble Munto too, and what's my years of ladies or where's the Ahambella in your side? So, hey, see, a cool Valentine's way. Ilabantu abambulele ngendlela leyisihluku ukuthi noma ubulale njakho ngeke ubulale ngalelo hlobo
sithanda ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi akukho nto ende esake sayibona esizweni sakithi ubuhlungu kakhulu iNyathi family akusiyo yodwa ilahlekeleyo silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe njalo hayi ngikuzima mpela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni ngoba kuyasehlisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini kuyazela hhayi bakwethu-ke sekuza hanjwa kekhaya ayebekwa umfowethu unkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo unkulunkulu nguyo waziyo hayi I'm Bonman Kumalo representing the Zirikazi Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyathi. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is, they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty, but what we do? We just leave it in the hands of the living God.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Zimbabweans because we are not expecting as South Africans that thugs in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize for that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. At the end of the day, Africa must be one. And we want
one country,
to Africa.
There you are, marvelous. Those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazripi, that is David Amazripi, Zimbabwe's ambassador, to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyathi, Bonman Khumalo of the Zilikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy is saying. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kunzwane kuona zvanga zviri kuitika nezuro pachitwe chakaitika icho ku South Africa apo taona vahama dziripi vanovaivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomiswa kutaura pamberi pevanga vari ipapo vakazotaurawo neStudio 7 vabuda muchitiko ichi tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vakavari kukumbira uregerero vachiti zvakadai hasifanire kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyange vachibvawo kunyika dzakasiyana siyana tikaonawo zvakare hama neshamwari dzavanyati vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ncube, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister. They talking to Ezra Chisaspanda there about, you know, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
We appreciate that one very much. And thank you, His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe, Moguti, at assist such in this time. We are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time Senzagala until now. Kuze kushawu 3 o'clock lokho ngikhangela ngikhuluma labana basegoli abana bangapi rarare abangapi all over. I've never angalali lokho kushukuse emhlaka 6 mfana lo ngihlala laye endlini yami khona ngale lokho zwenenketha ngihlala laye ngabuya ngahlala laye emaplazini wahlala khona ngale kwasokusithi njengoba nje ilizwe lakithi njengoba lingani linje indlala leyi waselandela laye njengoba lisanda ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi akulanjwe lo mntwana omunye noligumi elinye elinganamntwana okhona ngale. So yikho-ke laye wase siba ibhendi wogwene elandele siya khonale. Did you know that umkhapha umzambezi ulokhuzeni ngalo uLimpopo echaphe siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuda ukuthi kuzaba lezinye ingwenya ngale zizamudla ezingabantu emini ilanga libalele
kusetshenzwe okusetshenzwayo.
Ye, awufunile sibili ngasengisithi mina kuyabe ufuna ukuthi nxa umuntu efike ehofisini abe lo munye umuntu wabonyathi kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngoba uyazi ukuthi kunje. So kulama-vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yi-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kufuna ukuthi iy'mpilo zakhona zibe athletic ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle. Abanye abantu onuyakhala abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha i-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxa ndisiyafika ehofisini umama layo athi efika abone ukuthi hayi abantu ngabantu abomufi kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidoda esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vele akula muntu. Ye, akula muntu abantu abaningi basegoli bakhonale. Ye, the entire khonapha yimi encoordinator yo 24/7 ilokhuze mifuneral abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngibona bezabuya nje njengoba kuzabuya abadala babuya kuthi uthathe nomethi bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya. But I'm told ukuthi kulo munye osegoli othen uzahamba afika abathathu abuye la. Tomorrow siyabe sindawo la amavele ekhaya.
But meanwhile lokho okumele kwenziwe kube kusenziwa ngayo.
Yi hayi kube kusenziwa.
Nga kube kuvumela.
Hayi kube kusenziwa.
Kube kukhona ngale.
Yi.
Kube cekile njalo ukuthi nempilo yathi ifika khona ngale libhale incwadi. Uzalitshela ukuthi liyibhale njani ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zethu zihambe
kuhlaeeke
yoba
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Mabela is talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state-assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo tangachukuona numa yangairi kubwa iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati vari kutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatumwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wavaelvis nyati avo takaona vachishaya muSouth Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's uncle. You know, he talked passionately about, you know, Nyati. He grew up under his hands. And let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview with Ezra Chizaswati.
Nunzana ungumane kamalapa uyini ngamofijara.
Ikamalami ngusteni ndlovu. Ijakalele lichonilele ngumtakasisi. Umama wakhe ngimlandele kwesithathu.
Umama kumlandele kwesithathu.
Yeah.
U-Elvis.
U-Elvis, yes.
Uzwe njani, bakutshele njani usizwe sihlawule sinje.
Yeyi, indaba leyi ayisinika ubuthongo. Especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane. Ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapho endlala khona. It was very much touching into your corner. It is so strong on your mind side. Finally, we are 7 years in Katen Poi, Konangale, South Africa. That literally every time we come along Abantaba, every time and then Ongama Oguzwai, every time, every month and so forth. Yeah, Katen in Kulumanje, so. Last week was Kuluma Sonke, Situmalume, Miza Tumela Mawindam Konako Gue, Unaba the space in Utum Kunede Wona. If Utum Tayake lie, Uri Tumbala Kekaya. Not I Agula problems with Melanini among the Akazakina. Of course, Agafi Wana Lokum one melee. Yeah.
It was a Sakara.
It was a Saka, but with Mua Kentaba Duna, I lapped at all upon the stage.
Abantwana bangabalisela.
Abantwana bakhona basekhaya boyise emkhulu okuzala khona umngakhe. Kodwa ke uyisezala ukukhona lapha lo ninazala bakhona. Bafika nje ukuthi bemele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha. Kodwa bazafika nje in hours time. Aba uyisezala lo mama zazo. Bakhona bengilabo nje uthami. Khona phele kuze nedropheni. Zabuya shonke khona lapha. Then bahamba, then they are coming at this babuya. I'm trying to see the next time I'm going to be in my bed.
Uchela wanda room for Baza on Romba.
You call on a roll of Sunko. All of Sunga Tessie. Ube usithi khona lokho akutholile umzulu. Lami encourage ukuthi mzulu abantwana. Thumela abantwana ngapha something. Uyisezala. Ekhuluma la mathi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana bala mabhuku abalani lokhu lalokhu ngithi hayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hayi malume kuyeza lamanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli ngize sisithi malayitha hayi hambe endaweni engaka emagogo wethu uyethatha impahla zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuyazothatha. Yeah, as a tattoo that look at seven to an
interest of Selamontoza.
A chest of Selamontoza is a Kuna Loko Moba Umgake and Jalonje. And Mama Gates, who is Sebutaga, who is Wutkaso, Sakwan, so good as Selabantuan.
kubaba wakhe nguye obesela lanxa ube ngugarden boy that leakly okuyi-200 rand khonke obekuthola lapha adisebenza khona emayadini it bekuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni
ye akusitsheleke ukuthi vele bekulijahele njani-ke umfana kanye athi elvis na
umfana lowo was a very good young man umfana lowo bengumfana olungileyo okunye okumangalisayo umfana ongakhulumi lo muntu ohlala ethule kuphela engakhulumi luto kumbeni njani wathi eve engala sports esinye sisibonayo ukuthi ah umfana lowo into le yayenza injani njani but yena he was just a very good young man very much quiet and umuntu olalelayo belalela uthi ngamtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mzukulu yenza so lapha mzukulu yenza so and we are so much very close I'm very much close very much close ngomzukulu wami lo we're so much close together and he always touched me ukuthi malume kambe lapha sengilodubo ngenze njani ngicebise ukuthi hayi malume you can do this mzukulu ngenza so wenze so then kumncedisa abo ngathi malume hayi ngiyabonga njalo nje ungumfana olungileyo kuyomansa u-Elvis banadwa Nyathi was a good young man very much umfana olalelayo
ukhulele ngaphi ekhaya
ye umfana lo uzalelwe ekezi le ekuzalelweni ekezi le basebesuka basebesiya etobotobo le maplazi bahlala khona ngalo unina wasetshona bekhona ngale sahambeka khona ngalo unina etobotobo
udadewethu
umama wakhe then uthe sekunjalo bahlalahlala etobotobo kwathi ubaba wakhe wasesuka wasisiya somewhere kodundubali lapha about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nxa uthiya uhamba e-Falls Road wazothola umuzi khona ngale bahlalahlala khona ngale then kwasekusithi usisi wakhe lobhudi wakhe u-elder brother le-elder sister bathola izindlu e-Cardwell Park laye wasebuya wazohlala e-Cardwell Park but sometime back besivele sihlala sonke enketa khona ngale le mzini wami le maplazini bendihlala laye ahamba aye khona le maplazini afike ahlale abuyabuye lapha edolobheni sihlale sonke ye
ubaba yena usaphile
hawu abuthonile ufuna ngo-2017 ubaba wakhe uthone ngo-2017 kodwa kuloo mama omncane umama omncane wabo ukhona khona
That is Mr. Ndlovu, the uncle of the late Elvis Nyathi. So he's really saying Nyathi was a very good man. He says he grew up under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death, and he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So he's very much pained. What does he say?
Yes, and you can actually explain pain because he says they were very close. And from what I was hearing, that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States, that, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Hama yavanyati vachitaura ivo kuti sekuru vavo vachitaura ivo kuti ndivo vakamukudza uyezve akange ari munhu akanyarara asinganetsane nevanhu uyezve vari kurwadziwa zvikuru nekuti havana kumbofunga kuti muzukuru wavo uyu anga ashayi mashayiro aakaita vanga vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti akakura sei uyezve kuti aiwanzova kubvunza ivo kuti ndoita sei zvinhu vana ndovabatsira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana navo saka vanga vari kuti pari zvinhu vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nokuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita
yes sir, marvelous we also have got a member of the citizens coalition for change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyathi homestead Let's hear what she's told Ezra Jesus Fund.
Salbonani, mina ngokuzalwa ngonhlanhla mlotshwa. Kubandla le Triple C kuthiwa ngingusecretary we rural mobilizing and strategy interim. silapha sizokhayela umfowethu uElvis wakwenyathi. UElvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele nguwe eMatsouth and uElvis ngwekhezi kithi uzalwe eMahetshele. Sizalwa sonke. Sibuhlungu ngokufa kwaElvis. Sibuhlungu singabantu, sibuhlungu silibandla ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa. Bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla. Ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bayakunika imuli. Lathi basitshela ngapha siyi-leadership ukuthi ikho lokhu asebekwenzile. Siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa betshiseka ngokufa kwaElvis because I think all of us singoElvis. Sonke singonyathi. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebuleleni ukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthwekala zihlobo noma ezingu-4 noma ezingu-5 eSouth Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwaElvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa. Kumele kusithinte sonke because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu zisegangeni khona leSouth Africa azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, asikwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho ke silibandla sikhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo, siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langomgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunje nje okujabulisayo ukuthi baphathisile bebandla lakho. Umuntu lo uvela esigabeni sakho, wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi unyabozamele lesi siqindi sakho lesi esemadoda. Uqhubela lokhu elikwenzele phandle kutshengisa ukubamba nokunganani. Ungathini kuzilokobulawayo njona nolapha usuka khona le madoda ngendaba yokuphitheka kwenu, uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzulwa kobulawayo kazize thintekile. Ngibone ngathi ukurelaxa lokhu esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu kobulawayo ngoba kwenzeke ke kumulini yakwenyathi. So ungavuka layo kondlovu la kuncube la kobani la kodube kukhona. Ukuthi sonke asiphathekeni kulawayo muhle, sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke. Siyimuli singama citizens.
Likhangelela ukuthi zabe likhona lizenza umsebenzi lani lapha labe liphathekile, kambe lo mongameli ngabuya nawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye, siyathemba ukuthi engabuya. Njalo ngelanga lange-Saturday sobe sikhona sibili siyibandla le-CCC. Thina njengoba silapha siku-ground seMathebeleleni i-region yethu yakobulawayo, silapha ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha la labantu bakhe bazabuya. Sisamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwaElvis. And sisazoqhubeka siphatheke sibili, asiyonto esiyayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla. Siyaphatheka entweni eziningi, sisazophatheka futhi kuze ufike ilanga lokube kumfowethu uElvis.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa Mabulasi. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis. Everyone is Nyati. And Nyati's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody has got a relative somehow who's in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyati issue. It is a national and international issue.
Aiwa apo tiri kuona isu imwe nhengo ye-CCC vachitaura ivo pamusoro pechiitiko ichi vachiti aiwa munhu wese anowanikwa iye achirangarira vaElvis Nyati nekuti munhu wese munyika ane hama iri kusouth Africa. Munhu wese munyika anokwanisa kunge zvinhu zvakadai zvataona zvichiitika hazvifani kunge zvichiitika kune munhu. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sebato re-CCC vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yaNyati icharadzika sei hama yavo pachiitiko chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here. They want to make their contributions. And the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, sakwamukela kuhlelwa.
Siyabonga babudo.
Ye, kube khonapho ubona njani khonokho kubhubha njalo lokuthi sokuyangcwatshwa uElvis Nyati?
Ya, khona kubuhlungu kakhulu babudube, ikakhulu ebantwaneni. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile. And manje ngithi ngiyabheka abantwana labana bancane basanida isikolo. And nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima because nxa kuthi lilani family ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo isimo singekho right kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfoweni mayeseshonile la etholakale funda mpela esiyafika ku university kunzima kakhulu so into engiyikhalela njengabantwana silapha duba sifundanga kodwa abantu abethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi sifuna abantu abethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right so we mawungazela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babudube iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke into leyana iya-affecta kakhulu ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo
so manje ubona zani pho kuya ngathi konke lokho wena ngobona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukanyathi nxa sukhangele sibili ujula usephambili
ukubulawa kanyathi babudube vele usaphambili because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi lakomunye kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo phela babudube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya unabantwana abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayezulu asuzuhlale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani abantwana bengathi lokhu kurongo wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulo muntu osimeleyo azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona khona uzwelana lathi sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo ukuthi nje umhluphi ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane ayikho vele into lokuzwe nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai samzwela ukuthiwa setshintshi isitalada kobulawayo so into ezinjengazenezo but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka because umuntu ungamuzwa ethi lokhu kurongo zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe but lawe iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo limithe halfway ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ingathi ulungisile 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento one wena uthi ku-right and masithi siyakhangela vele babudube sisahlala sisokolile ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers akula muntu omutsha akula youth laphana okuthiwa izasimela izamela abantu abatsha bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balaleya into yokuthi thina sahalwimpi sizabuya so yiba kufanele bephathe but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathi akhona sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezo izikhalazo zethu thina ma sikhuluma kuyabe kuthiwa kona sihlamukele abadala kodwa iqiniso lihle babudube izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mamplus bekode Mr. Regis Wusango as well, a ZANU-PF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Wusango.
Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, you know, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyathi. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quite just briefly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyathi family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother's passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following. The government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the president portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that the Zimbabweans are safe in his country as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that himself, Comrade Ramaphosa, visited the family and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tiri ipapo, imi munoona sei, tinoona vamwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadzirisika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of governments and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about, because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And I mean that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of, because there are these different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, I will give Baba Utube. We are most welcome to the Mzama. Utin, no canoes way, quay, help. Utu go to a Uamas Ripi. Awulani, Loguti, is Baba economy, Ujanjan, Baba to Baba Legi, the Kurangale. Is Baba Wawa South Africa, Umpendu, Umchek Kris on Konapo, the Gulas South Africa, Tube, the Engenakona. Yamche
Yamuza Babu Tube. Yangiti Kona Kona is tattoo sometimes. Chisela Umuntu Oscogileo. Umbina Ila Chisa Lodinia Teleo. Yamuzu Baba Lapa Akona. Ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu ukuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so kunamabhasi, bengikhuluma lomfowethu osegolo osebenza emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi ayagcwala abantu bayekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka bayekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babudube ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila kunzima lapho esiphila khona. Abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khona lapha bengafinyeleli ukuthi beyifike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapha elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu, bengamaZimbabweans baphila bahlungu ukuthi makungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bayafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya. Kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale lemuli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli ezohlala layo, kodwa kwehluli ngesimo esihlezi kiso. siyafuna ukekhaba budube lo baba into ayikhulumayo le angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty ayisiki ukuthi siyayizonda iparty ayisiki ukuthi siyathini but akula muntu ongakwazi even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya into zinzima ekhaya baswa abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono.
Yes, siyabuzwa kakhulu ke Marvelous, what he's saying is that you know all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So he's dismissing what Regis Vusambo is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And he also indicated that there are so many people who are leaving South Africa right now, going back to Zimbabwe, because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo tikunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino vari kutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekubvunza kwanandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zviri kuitika zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi. Saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got before you respond, let's take Mr. Sipongulube. Babu Ngulube, ungauchona njani baba?
Yeah, chona, tiberichona njani lonke baba.
Yeah, siyaphila kakhulu. So sikhuluma lo babu Vusango lapho eZanupf uthi kunokana kwenzakale eholo khona ngale eJohannesburg abantu beqosha ambasada akunani lokuthi ke umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uyabhidlika kumbe ukuthi abantu babaleka kule Zimbabwe ukuthi hayi kukhona okukhona kodwa isikho khonokho nje kodwa ngamtshela ukuthi
hayi ekuthi bakudiba abantu bakuhulumende wethu kumbe ngithi abakuhulumende ngithi abakuZANU-P F ngani amakhanda aqinile imeseji nxa beyithunyelwa kabafuna ukuyizwa angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani.
Mm-hmm.
Angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani nxa besehlulwa ukuzwa enje ngoba amameseji sihlala siwathumela abafuna ukuweza bakholisa khona ukuthi abantu ngale kweZimbabwe baya sebeforswa abantu sebekhuluma besesaba abantu nxa bethola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele bakhululeka bayabatshengisa abakufuna kodwa abakuthathi serious xa bengakubone okutshiwo ngabantu pho yikuphi abaza kuzwa kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi lo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende ofosa abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lokhu ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yini yikho kunzima phandle la.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu kuphosela ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane khona ngosenelisi ngikhuluma
ngakhulu. Hey, Mr. Tuba, I'm getting worried. If our government, or should I say the ruling party, if they don't get the message from the people, every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people, but they are seems to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, go ahead and introduce yourself. Yes, yaphila tshela abantu
kutumbane. Yeah, mina ngumta. Ngumta. From Bulawayo. Yeah. Although angikoko Bulawayo manje. Ufuna ukukhuluma ngale ndaba yalo muntu obekhuluma lo. Inkinga esinayo yabona Dube, inkinga esinayo ukuthi nabo abantu abasibusayo. Abafuni ukuthi labantu iqiniso. Yabona, they want to tell people what they want. Yabona. Lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le, it's really inganqani kuse sayidini lapho uyabona
kulobuzima yes yangona ukuthi sibile kulobuzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo kodwa konoko kubuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuse khuluma ngakho konoko futhi ukuthi uzibuse wena umbona njani kunamanje kulezi suku from the time ilizwe lathola uzibuse amafutshane sibile
awe loko okazibuse lokhu ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abona ukuthi khona uzibuse ubuyamanje kobulawayo from after how long sisivele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kahle kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibusi because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikho ukuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje ngasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibuse but kahle kahle nje vele asizibusi siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungafala ngesikhiwa khona nxa ufisa kuya ngawe phosela nxa ungafisi siyaqhubeka siya phambili
sobambaqhubeka siya phambili kuyenza ibamba khonapho
so mzavusangu now we're turning to the issue of independence so according to Mta Zimbabweans are oppressed. Zimbabweans don't have independence at all. They are suffering. Like what is happening with them in South Africa and all these kind of things. Chip in there, Mr. Fuzan.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we want to thank the revolutionaries, some of them who passed on, who went into the wars, into the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence, that person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Zilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kaguli, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, executed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in the UK by the Queen of England. How can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that. And we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Blawayo, there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we have done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We are going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There's absolutely nothing according to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black man was not allowed at 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. You cannot be in Harare city center by 12 midnight on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not probably actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the dates of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them. because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube.
I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. First, before we go to independence, this thing about the Lobengula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lobengula disappeared. We know Lobengula was chased. No one knows Lobengula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the dates of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now where people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyati. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday, Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about JT. If he now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight that there's no historical evidence that Lobengula's head is in London or any library.
Exactly.
Or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Musango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapoke is kuluma akonoko. Kumbe iskale siye kubaba. Utuwe ubo.
What's that
again? Mana kakangani. Ubongani uzwele lapa pa kuluma. Posela 10 seconds, baba.
Kuti babutube tina mas kuluma ngenkinga. Kaya bengu hatua kuluma. Ange masikhuluma ngama problems akhona kabe ngathiwa sikhuluma simele ipolitics athina abanye abantu you are not politician but sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo manje makuyathiwa abantu izazavumelana lobaba uNgulube maye sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo ukuthi ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko ukuthi impuphu iyadura ukuthi khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe kulololo hlangothi okilo emele lonke but thina sibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sasoncindezelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
in the first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi two sikubonile konke lokhu ilokhu zeni ngavunyeli ukukampaigna
manje isikhathi dube sesiphelele isikhathi sesikuyo kumangoyi. Would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well, but let's have this discussion on Monday. So I'm going to invite all of you so that we can have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
And I'm marvelous, Mlanganyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the tempers down by asking about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.